Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadio.org.
Welcome back here to Lancer Radio on PCC on Sound. This is your host for the segment of the showcase, Rick Manny, with my host Andy Curiel,
hey guys.
Sean Osborne,
hello.
And Tyler Soto. Here, how you doing, guys?
Oh, we're doing well. Thank
how's
you.
The weather, how's the weather been treating you?
Nice and wet.
Yeah.
Nice and wet. That's not too bad, actually. We needed a little bit of the rain. So for today's showcase, we're actually going to feature somebody here at Lancer Radio, Gabriel Perez, who's been the host of the mixtape for the last four semesters. It's been a great show. I've been a part of it. Andy Curiel as
yeah,
well.
I've been a
Sean,
part of it.
I believe you are going to be a guest soon enough.
Yeah, we just recorded that last week. It was fun.
Make sure
to check that out. I'm sure it's archived and everything.
Totally. So let's go ahead. We're going to take a listen to a quick interview we were able to have with Mr. Perez, Gabriel Perez, here for Lancer Radio. So we could go ahead and stream that. That'd be great.
So we started the mixtape for having student musicians on, and they would get to talk about the music that influenced them. And I think that just seemed like it was something that would be exciting for people to talk about, because especially when you take what I do and force them to pick five songs, which when I initially thought of the idea, I was like, how do you break it down? You know, how do you pick not necessarily the top five songs or your favorite five songs, but how do you pick the songs that are most influential to you as a musician? Like, that's a hard exercise to think about. And so I really enjoyed that. And after doing a couple of semesters of this show now, I realized like a lot of people actually respond well to it. They always tell me like, oh, I've never had to think about this or some people know exactly what those songs are going to be. And that's always fun, because then they know exactly why they want to talk about it. And it's super cool to see what people come up with.
Well, great. That was Mr. Gabriel Perez for the mixtape here, his own show on Lancer Radio. Once again, the mixtape, and we'll continue talking about that. But
yeah.
Sean, here, I'm going to ask you, because you just did the show. How was that? How was that experience? Gabriel talks about within the segment how difficult it can be for student musicians here at Lancer Radio to pick songs. So how was it for you being a student musician here?
Oh, I had a lot of fun doing it. You know, it's an opportunity to kind of pick songs that we don't normally get to play, say out in the club or at a party or at a wedding. So I kind of was able to kind of keep it a little bit more vibey, a little bit more down tempo, and kind of, it's really suitable for the weather that's happening right now. I kind of just picked a lot of instrumental music and some of my favorite remixes. It was a pleasurable experience and definitely worth checking out, because every guest is completely different.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny. Andy himself was the last semester a guest as well. What? How did you pick your songs?
Yeah, last semester, dude. Like he said, it's like it's really hard to actually get five songs that you actually like and that actually like influenced you in some way, and it's just, I was there thinking, I was like, man, I have to like think of like some songs, and I don't even know which ones to pick. There's a lot of music that I like, but it was a fun experience. The way he structured it, it makes me feel like, you know, it makes me feel like a one-on-one, just talking to one another just about music, and it's a good way to actually share like what I like and what he likes, and then, you know.
Yeah,
it was
definitely.
Fun, dude. It was really fun.
No, totally. I actually was fortunate enough to be a guest twice last semester, because I just can't get enough of myself.
There you go.
And and actually hosted one of the events. I actually interviewed Gabe Perez as well, and it was interesting to see what his mixtape was. And that should be upstreaming soon on Lancer Radio as well, on a podcast form. But Tyler, you know, you love music, man. If you were a guest on the mixtape, do you know any couple songs you would pick for that?
Oh, that's a real tough choice, considering I love a lot of I love a lot of more the older hip hop, you know, like Tupac and stuff like that. However, I've always loved Eminem. I always loved Eminem. He's just my favorite rapper of all time. And I do really like how Kendrick Lamar has totally brought back like that older rap feeling, if you know what I mean. And but as far as like other music, I absolutely love rock. I've loved Linkin Park since I was like in middle school and high school. And I also love Hollywood Undead, some people know who they are, but a lot of people don't. Their music is really dark, but for whatever reason, I don't know why, I just love it.
No, it's great. Well, you know, maybe we could work something out with the mixtape. We're going to continue talking about the mixtape after a couple of breaks here on the PCC on Sound on our showcase. I am your host, Rick Manny, with my other co-hosts, Andy Curiel, Sean Osborne, and Tyler Soto. We'll continue talking about the mixtape here and only on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live. Don't forget, here on Lancer Radio Networks, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org. And don't forget to go anywhere. We're going to stay here a little longer, showcasing the mixtape in a bit. and see any more thoughts. We did do an interview with Gabriel Perez, a two-parter, I guess. So we're going to bring that audio with us as well so you guys could hear it and hopefully tune into the mixtape. And thank you for sticking around here on PCC On Sound. Once again, that's on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org on the Pasadena Campus Sounds. Welcome back here to PCC On Sound. This is Rick Manny, your host, with my co-host Sean Osborne, Tyler Soto, and Mr. Andy Curiel. So we're going to continue our showcase here on the mixtape. We were fortunate enough to get an interview with Gabriel Perez, the host of the mixtape, and we got to understand a little bit what was the thought process behind the mixtape, and then a little bit we're going to listen to what he continues to do with the mixtape as an ongoing project here at Lancer Radio or beyond. So we were discussing the mixtape, which I'm a big fan on. It's been on for 4 semesters. It's kind of become a little bit of a staple here. My experience there. Since nobody's gonna ask me.
Well, yeah, you actually work on helping him produce it, right? What do you actually do there?
I help get guests mm-hmm. for the show. Yeah. This is my second semester. Cool. Being a part of the mixtape team. I also, like I said, I've hosted the show last semester, and that was really fun and great. And I hope to do that again.
Yeah.
But so just to be part of that. To that team, even though it's Gabriel Perez's show, I've learned a lot to be a part of that, and it does feel like it is a Pasadena City College student. Like it cements it here for the students here, so it's great. And we hope to hopefully continue that. I think for another 2 semesters, if everything works out.
Yeah, and then Gabriel Perez also wants to continue it as well.
So.
And then when we had the interview with him, when you interviewed him. He was telling you something about what he plans to do after Pasadena or what his idea is of the actual show. And we actually have him. We're going to let you guys hear it.
Yeah, right? Let's listen to that.
All right.
It's actually been fun and rewarding in a lot of ways that I wasn't originally expecting. I do hope to continue it outside of the school setting, I suppose. The initial idea was one day I'd like to be able to interview Dave Grohl and do that, since he's like one of my heroes. And I love music, so being able to not just listen to new music, but have it explained to me by people who like the music is really awesome. Like, for example, I had one guy on the show who brought a couple of ambient tracks, like ambient music, and how we can better appreciate this, you know, someone who doesn't like this genre already, you know, in this case, ambient sound, and like how can we better appreciate it? What should we be taking from it? And as far as the mixtape goes, I want to just have a more solid show. For me at this point, it's really just about refining my on-air presence.
All right, that was Gabriel Perez, the voice of the mixtape, here on the second part of our showcase. He talks about that eventually expanding that show further. A dream of his to interview Dave Grohl, you know, which would be great.
I'm pretty
for
sure
it.
He will.
I think so. I think he's got the chops, as they say, to do that. But I think that we're on the topic of shows here for Lancer Radio, and this being for the students, I want to talk to my co-host here. What shows and what ideas? I think some of us are already working on shows, and what other shows they would like to see or themselves do. So, Tyler, based the way the mixtape has been on for 4 semesters now, you being part of the radio program here at Lancer Radio, would you want to do your own show, or what shows do you think? Like, what's your idea? What do you
I'm actually planning on doing my own show. If not this upcoming semester, then definitely the next one after. It's just really hard right now. I mean, I got school and work jumbled in the way. But the show I want to do more of a sports show, because I'm trying to get into like sports broadcast journalism. But I'm trying to figure out like a way to make it like my own idea, have my own identity with it. Like the way Gabe has done with the mixtape, it's a great show. He's really put like his own label on it. And that I kind of look to as like, okay, like how can I do that? How can I make that my own? How can I make it like my part of my identity?
Yeah.
So
that's great. No, that's awesome. And it's good that you're getting points from that. Things that maybe you like won't be music based, but it'll be a sports show, and see what somebody else has already done and try to put your stamp on, your twist on things as well.
Exactly. Right? Like his show is a great I guess you could say inspiration. You could say that as to like what I want to do, like as far as like the way he has it laid out with the guests and everything. You know, like I said, he put his own personal stamp on it. So it's a good little inspiration, a good little thing to look at, you know, to remember and to focus on.
I think it's a great idea to have a sports program and bring that kind of diversity here to the station, because not all of us can do music. I know that Rick, myself, we're very music-oriented people, as
and
is Andy.
Andy,
you know, as Andy is too, and as Gabe is too. So I think you having that idea to bring the sports kind of to the station is a wonderful idea. If you were able to kind of, are you trying to maybe broadcast live and maybe do live interviews with folks at events, or are you maybe trying to talk to some athletes or behind the scenes sports individuals?
I'm still trying to figure that out. What I would probably do is like maybe the first semester just talk about, you know, like things that have happened like the night before, kind of like an ESPN type show. And then the more and more like I feel like I'm getting like more comfortable in the studio, then I'll maybe take that next step. Like for right now, let's say, oh, I'll go interview PCC athletes. Then maybe another year after that, maybe another semester at that, go maybe see if I can trickle down to like maybe get down to Angel Stadium, Dodger Stadium. And if I get lucky, you know, maybe interview someone, because you never know.
So you said Angel Stadium before you said Dodger Stadium. Are you an Angels fan?
Yes.
If you can interview anyone from the Angels organization, past, present, who would you pick, dead or alive?
The obvious choice.
Is there one obvious choice?
The real obvious choice would have to be Mike Trout. I mean, the guy has been in the MVP race for the past 3 years in a row, all starting with his rookie season, won the MVP race this past year. And when I think about it, I mean, he's a couple months younger than me, I believe. And he's making, I think he just signed a contract for $100 million.
Ooh, wow. Fascinating.
In that bank.
He could probably buy a few CDs.
He could buy the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome, man. I think that's so important to be that kind of diverse sound and voice here at PC, at
Atlanta
Radio. You know, there's not too many of us in this program.
Well, Sean, let me ask you something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but because you actually, I'm going to plug your show in.
All right.
Within this show.
Nice. We'll do that later, too.
We'll do that a little later, too. But, you know, you started your own show. What's the name of the show?
It's called Feel Free Wednesdays.
Feel Free Wednesdays.
That's
Don't forget
right.
that, folks. I wanted to ask you, is that just the beginning of many things you might bring to the future?
I think for me, the Feel Free Wednesdays is a means for me to kind of, I guess, stay on campus and be productive with my time. I have a huge gap between classes on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I'm far enough along in the program where the general manager, Professor Barker, you know, she offered a student a show, and I wanted to go ahead and just jump on that and kind of challenge myself to bring new music to the table each and every week. And it's kind of the name of the show is Feel Free Wednesdays, and it's basically however I feel in the morning. Whatever I feel like in the morning is what I'm going to be sharing with you guys each and every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on LancerRadio.org. I love soul music. You know, I love hip hop. I love ambient music, which Gabriel talked about a little bit in the last segment. And I like, you know, funk and soul and jazz, and play some Eminem for Tyler, and we could play some 311 for some other folks here. I mean, the student body is comprised of so many different people. One idea I wanted to bring to the show was I wanted to walk around the quad and the lunch areas with a piece of paper, and I just wanted to get people to write their name and write a song down. And I would try to play as many songs as I could from all the student body so that the student body can also kind of help me in programming for the station. And in that way, I can kind of encourage folks to tune in. You know, a lot of students don't know Lancer Radio is here, and it is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, streaming for you. And us students are donating our time to bring you this content, to bring you this exclusive material. Gabe works really hard, and he makes $0 for doing it.
Yeah.
And he's here each and every
week
for the last four semesters, you know. And, yeah, it is for the love. And a lot of broke musicians out there make music for the love, you know.
Hey, Andy, yeah. any thoughts you want to chime in on this? Now,
yeah,
capping off on the
like,
mixtape part.
Going back to Gabriel Perez's show, I think it's a good idea the way he said that, you know, the way that the actual students tell him how the music is and what the music consists about. Like, there's always new ways of learning new music, whether it's hearing it on the bus stop or on the elevator or whatever. If you go to the mall and just walk around, you like you hear a song and you just like it. And then Gabriel Perez is doing that for PCC students and getting a more variety to us as students and as musicians as well.
Yeah, definitely, man. I just the mixtape and several other shows here as well have been great staples, and hopefully this new group of kids, I guess kids, generations can can bring something different, more, like we said, sports. I mean, hey, man, we could do a wrestling one, you know? Yeah, what I mean? But I mean, whatever, I guess for the students themselves here at Lancer Radio, and you know, for them to feel like this is part of them. And that's why I love the concept of the mixtape, was that he wanted to get student musicians here at here at Pasadena City College, and to get them and them getting more involved, and so they are aware that we have this station here.
And I really hope that he continues it. And if he doesn't continue and he goes the opposite to interview Steve Grohl, I mean, hopefully fellow students can like follow that path of him and just continue with the mixtape, because it's a really good show.
No, definitely it is, and I hope that more shows do spring up from this, you know. So let's see what happens in the next few months or semesters. So I'm going to close off the showcase. We showcase the mixtape with Gabriel Perez. I am your host for this segment, Rick Manny, with Andy Curiel, Sean Osborne, and Tyler Soto. Please stay with us as we continue with more music coming by, with bringing you with Tyler Soto and Sean Osborne, only here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. And also follow us on facebook.com/Lancer Radio, twitter.com/PCC Lancer Radio.
There's a lot of pretty amazing people here at PCC doing a lot of pretty amazing things. Find out about just a few of them on the PCC Showcase right here on Lancer Radio Network, lancerradio.org.